540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Northwestern Mutual faces a formal push from the federal government to turn over information about its diversity policies. The EEOC says the Milwaukee-based insurer hasn't cooperated with the requests linked to a complaint by an employee who claims they were passed over for a promotion because of their sex, race, color, and national origin. The EEOC stresses that it hasn't found any legal violation yet, but wants more details to decide. It'll be a tree getting lit up tonight in the Deer District. Milwaukee is getting ready to light up the holidays with its 112th annual Christmas tree lighting tonight. Festivities kick off at 5, leading up to the tree lighting at 6. The centerpiece is a 38-foot Colorado blue spruce decked out with more than 600 ornaments and almost 4,000 lights. The celebration includes live music plus visits from Santa and Bango. The city says there will also be a new Cheer District holiday market operating. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Hopefully, Hugh Jackman can meet up with the Milverine when he's here. Hugh Jackman will make a special appearance in Milwaukee for the December 2nd premiere of Song Sung Blue. That's a movie about the real-life Neil Diamond tribute band from Milwaukee. The local event will be at the Oriental Theater. The film opens in theaters December 25th. It's Championship Friday at Camp Randall as the top Wisconsin high school football teams finish their seasons. First up is Grafton. They take on Reedsburg in Division 3. In Division 1, Arrowhead with a 12-1 record plays at 4 against Bayport. You can see the brackets and find broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. Holiday on the Hop is coming back. There will be Christmas cheer on Milwaukee Streetcar again with live music and cookie giveaways next month. Holidays on the Hop offers 3 Sunday night performances featuring holiday songs by local musicians. Riders can enjoy free treats courtesy of local partners and explore downtown safely and easily via the Hop. The event runs December 7th through the 21st between 4 and 6. For more about what's going on, check out thehopmke.com. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of 5 divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division, everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records, and obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half, so definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. It's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play 5 in 7 games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, it's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously week 1 division game and now I don't even know what week it is, 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird, and obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you know, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, and not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3-1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 31 tomorrow. Another sunny day with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.